for economic development in any community. Just comment briefly on the second bullet point, the hospital system as an employer. Right now, at Bowmanville Hospital, we employ essentially about 350 to 400 people. When this is done, that number will grow by probably another 150. So we're talking about very good jobs coming into our community, permanent jobs, in addition to the jobs that will be here for the purposes of construction. So we're very excited about it, and we're keen to get moving, and we thank you very much for your support, and I'm going to hand it over to Kirk Kemp.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Chris. I want to thank, and I do thank Matt and Tom and all the staff at Lake Ridge Health for all the work they've done to get us this far on this project. It's a lot of background work, as you can imagine, to put together a proposal to get basically a new hospital in Clarington, and we thank you for all that hard work. We also want to thank the mayor and council members for our positive discussions that we've had in the last several months about how the community as a whole can help us achieve this goal. And particularly, I'd like to thank the administrator, Andy, and the treasurer, Trevor, for the work that they've done in the background to try and come up with a structure that has a minimal direct effect to the taxpayers, which we're all concerned about that, because at the end of the day, we have to be competitive and we gotta keep the tax as down as low as we can. And we thank them for the several ideas that they've come forward to minimize that cost. As you've heard, a redeveloped and expanded hospital is very much needed. A hospital is the heartbeat and the cornerstone of any community and is a very important structure to provide services for all our people in Clarington. Matt talked a little bit about the economic development of that, and that will help bring business to this community. As he said, there's 150 extra jobs that will come to this community. They're good paying jobs, and those people need homes, they need new vehicles, they buy groceries, they buy clothes uptown, and they do a number of things to help trickle that economic development out throughout the community. Also, we've talked before about companies like Toyota relocating here, and one of their big concerns is what services do a community like Clarington provide that will enhance the work environment for their employees. And I think a hospital is right up there in the top of it. And so not only will that help bring new business into the community, because everybody's concerned about what the lifestyle and the amenities a community has when they're trying to relocate a business, and I think that's important. It will not only help those people relocate businesses, it's also going to help the building community, which we're in an expanding community. It will certainly help the building community attract new potential buyers from other communities that are moving in here so that they have a place that is a modern facility that can service whether they're a young family with their young kids or whether they're older people, retired people that are downsizing, coming from Toronto and moving to Clarington. They got a place where they can get a good, healthy hospital that's helpful to them. So I feel very passionate about this hospital. Our families lived in this community for many years. We're close to 100 years. I was born in this hospital. So was my brother and sister. My three children were born here. I'm lucky enough to have all three children in our family businesses, so we sort of, my wife and I, have brainwashed them that they'll be around here for quite a few decades, so we hope that over the next number of decades that this hospital will provide services for someday maybe our grandchildren. I haven't got any yet,
Mr.
but hopefully.
Kemp, I need to get us to a...
And so I want to... you to understand that this is important to me. I just want to follow up on a personal note. Chris had one too.
Okay, I'll take that motion, Councillor Anderson.
Motion to extend for another
2 minutes, another 2 minutes.
I will wrap up in a minute and a half, okay. And I'm sorry.
All in support? Opposed? Carried.
It was almost 10 years ago, 2 months from now, that my youngest boy was hit by a vehicle just south of the house. And in less than 15 minutes, he was in this hospital. And they were frantically working on him to save his life. And the turnout was, it was excellent. They got excellent service there. But I can tell you from the doctors we talked to at SickKids and at Blair View Rehab that he would not be the man he is today if that drive in the ambulance was 25, 30 minutes. It was close by. And to me, for that, our family, that's why this hospital is so important, to have a community hospital. And I thank you in advance for your positive response to our request for $5 million for this community over a long period of time. And we hope that you will support that on behalf of all citizens of Clarington. And if you had any questions, we'll do our best to answer them for you.
Thank you very much. Members of the committee, Councillor Anderson.
Thanks, Chris, and Matt, and Kirk, and the entire gang that's here today. I wonder who's running the hospital. So it's a very worthy effort, and I would encourage all members of council to put their full support behind this venture. It's what makes our community what it is, and it's a growing community, and apart from... Yeah, there will be a question. So could you please elaborate on your efforts fundraising? I believe you have to raise maybe $40 or $50 million, the community as a whole. Could you give us an update on how that fundraising effort is going and what you're doing to raise those funds? Thanks.
They all looked left. And you folks are wishing that they didn't look left because I talked too long. So we have funds in the bank. We've been working hard. We've been designating funds for the rebuild for the last couple or 3 years. So we have some funds in the bank. We are not 100% sure exactly the number that we need to raise yet, but we think it could be total between $45 and $60 million. Like Chris said, we are at the quiet stage of our campaign. We are going to announce a campaign task force that I'm leading up. A campaign cabinet, which I'm heading up, and we have seven members that are enthusiastic community people, a cross-section of our community, that are people that are enthusiastically working hard, will work hard to raise this money in the community. We feel very confident we can get that, but we really do need the municipality to help kickstart this campaign because we feel confident that it will inspire individuals and businesses to dig deep in their pocket to help build this great hospital.
Yeah, through the chair to Matt. Could you go over you went over very quickly about the phase one or something. Like, is that saying that the provincial government is rethinking or asked to relook at the whole project? Because I recall a big announcement there when somebody else was the MPP. He shall remain nameless, but
yeah.
So is that gone back for a second look or what's happening?
Thank you. Let me clarify. That announcement was that we can move to stage one and do the submission. What had happened was we originally, before my time, had submitted a stage one submission, but it was very old. It had never been approved to go forward. So the announcement that occurred this past January was the approval to move forward and to submit the stage one proposal. So nothing has changed since then. That's what we've been working on.
Okay, so you're kind of talking health, bit of health jargon.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to understand, has the current government carrying on with the commitment that was made?
Okay. That is correct.
That's not changed?
That has not changed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I think for clarity, Councillor Neal, if I'm understanding your question, I don't think money was ever red circled, and this is where the rubber is hitting the road. Is that a fair... I think your question is, so we're moving ahead in the process, but there was never an announcement of X number of dollars or a guarantee that this was moving forward. Is that what you're asking, Councillor?
Well, I thought there was an announcement, so maybe.
Well, there was an announcement, but it was to move the process ahead.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. And there's been no change in that. We've been working away at that, and we'll submit in March.
Yeah. Sorry, Councillor Anderson, the clerk says you may not have been finished. I thought you were. Were you finished with your questions?
Yeah, I'm done. I think Joe ask for the clarification that I would have asked for.
Do we have further questions or comments? Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you, and thank you everyone for coming forward this morning. I really appreciate the fact that there's lots of major donations have been made already, and there's a lot of smaller businesses out there that would love to contribute to, and I'm directing this probably to Mr. Kemp, will there be opportunities for them to contribute back? They all want to contribute to the hospital, and will there be opportunities for them as little or as much as they want? Will there be opportunities for them to be able to do that?
The answer is yes. We have a member of our committee that's from the Clarington Board of Trade, and we have a whole strategy for all levels of donations. And a dollar is important as the big dollar because it's the heart and the passion for it. So yes, Councillor Hooper, we will be soliciting businesses, large or small.
That has been a question that's been posed to me. So if you understand where I'm coming from, that you know, some people feel that, well, my insignificant amount won't, you know, and I just want to make perfectly clear.
As we've said earlier, we're sort of in the quiet. We're going to do an official launch here in April, and that's when we start to really roll. I call head office has sort of been holding the reins a little bit, and we've convinced them that we want to go because the timing is right. And so we've started, and so we have a whole strategy laid out to talk to individual people, encourage third-party events like barbecue, neighborhood barbecues, solicit businesses downtown, businesses in the industrial area, private people. We have a whole program to lay that out, and we'd be happy to have, when we got it ready to launch, we'll have to inform in a more detail what our plan is.
And just as if I can do a follow-up to that, any idea how long before completion?
So the five stages that are on the list there, and then including, we're thinking that it will be up to about 3 years for groundbreaking. And then how long the facility takes to build will determine through the RFP process. I don't know how long that would be.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Do we have anything further? So I've got a couple of questions. One is some clarification, please. You're talking about the quiet phase, but this does not mean that there is not a lot, as in a huge amount of activity going on, correct? I know you are very, very active in talking.
So we have been planning with the hospital probably for 4 or 5 years, and the plan, we've got an entire new capital campaign. As Kirk said, we've got a cabinet now that's raring to go, and I've had many people say exactly what you have. So if this is the quiet phase of the campaign, how come we know about it? And secondly, like, don't be quiet. We want you to ask for our money. When are you going to start asking for our money? So we are raring to go. We've got all kinds of people that are established and willing to sit on cabinets and task force and committees. This community is ready for this campaign and is eager to start giving. So we are ready, willing, and able to get beyond the quiet phase and get into the very active phase, because we know that we've got a lot of businesses, both large and small, and a community that's very much behind this project.
So my observation was slightly different, that if this is quiet, observing what's going on behind the scenes, I can hardly wait to see what not quiet is, and want to thank you.
Yeah, the definition of quiet is very different than what we're used to.
The other is the ask itself, and we all know that in theory, the province pays for healthcare. The very real reality is if we do not step up, this project is not going to move forward. And Mr. Anderson, I'll look at you. As I know it, that is a correct comment. Is that fair?
For sure. Thank you, Mayor. So yes, that is an absolute correct comment. I think the way that I think of it anyway is that when we get to that stage five for the approval to move forward with construction, one of the things that we have to do is present a plan that says, here's how we are going to achieve our local share. The government is going to look at that, and they're going to look for real commitments, hard commitments from various folks, including our foundation, but also looking to what is the municipality, and it will be extremely powerful for us to have a commitment from the municipality at the level that we're talking about.
Okay, and that is, I mean, the number that came up, there is, I'm going to say, an unspoken expectation And again, if we want this to move forward, we need to step up, yes?
This is correct.
Perfect, thank you very much. Thank you for, again, for all of the work, for the generosity of many of you already is so deeply appreciated, fundamental need of our community, and boy, about 20 years later than it probably should have been. Thank you. Councillor Anderson, I think, should give me a motion on this one. Okay, so that motion was to receive with thanks. All in support? Opposed? I'm sorry, Councillor, did I miss you? Oh, you were ready to vote. And then that was supported. Thank you very much. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, so we just need Councillor Jones back for the adjournment. Hang on, sorry, Councillor Hooper.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
We're just going
to
bring Councillor Jones back. She's right behind you. Okay, so Councillor O'Neill has given me a motion to adjourn, seconded by... Oh, Councillor Hooper, do you want to say something?
I just wanted to make an announcement. I know most council doesn't know this, but at 12 o'clock, between 12 and 12:30, there's a gentleman at the Carnaby Record Complex who's turning 90 today, and he skates every Friday. So they're having a small birthday party for him. So I just, we're going to present him with a certificate, and I just wondered if any members of council have some spare time on their way by to Curtis, might want to stop in and say hello and wish him a happy birthday. At Carnaby Record.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm sorry. All right, all in support. No, that's good. Thank you. All in support of the adjournment. Carried. Thank you.